This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening, and as promised, we have our producer Kelvin Yee in the studios with us for updates and highlights from day 7 of the second parliamentary sitting. Kelvin, how was it today?
Well, security was a little heavier this morning when I arrived at Parliament.
Why? What did you do?
not me. The reason was because there was a march happening right outside the building. Family members of over 100 detainees under the SOSMA Act were there to hand a memorandum to Home Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, calling for action on Pakatan Harapan's manifestos promised to abolish our draconian laws.
And did they actually manage to speak to the Home Minister?
They did. So he spoke to the press quickly after that to clarify the current situation. Woodin said that while the 6 acts are under review, an SOP will be issued by the police to restrict the enforcement of these acts.
Sehingga pindaan dan pemansuhan undang-undang berkaitan keselamatan diluluskan oleh Parlimen dan diperkenankan oleh Yang di-Pertuan Agong, saya telah beritahu tadi saya dah minta sediakan SOP baru daripada pihak polis. Dan ini akan kita gunakan supaya orang tidak salah faham bahawa sementara langkah memindah undang-undang itu nak dilaksanakan, pihak berkuasa seperti polis tidak akan bertindak bagaimana seolah-olah undang-undang itu masih lagi berjalan macam dahulu. Ini untuk mengelakkan salah faham bahawa kita masih sikap zalim, tak bertanggungjawab dan sebagainya.
One thing to note, though, is that this isn't a moratorium. The laws are still in place, but as Muhyiddin says, there will be new, stricter guidelines for the police to follow. On an unrelated matter, Muhyiddin also commented on the low MP turnout for parliament proceedings. I think some of you might have seen a picture circulating of Najib Razak addressing he was addressing a near empty hall yesterday during his lengthy debate of the midterm review for the 11th Malaysia Plan. Speaker of Dewan Rakyat, Datuk Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof, has said that this is perfectly normal. MPs have a lot of other commitments and matters to attend to, but here's Muhyiddin with his 2 cents on the low attendance.
Saya fikir terserah pada Menteri dan ahli Parlimen untuk nak dengar atau tak dengar. Walaupun semuanya itu akan masuk dalam handset dan pegawai-pegawai yang hadir pun juga mungkin mencatatkan apa saja perkara yang ditimbulkan. Saya tak fikir itu jadi isu betul. Saya tak tahu kenapa mereka tak nak dengar. Dia dah selalu dengar kot. Jadi dah jemu dengar, tak tahu apa cerita. Wallahualam, saya tak faham.
Fair enough. A lot of possible reasons being put out.
Up to you lah if you want to listen to the man
Correct.
Speak. Right?
That was Home Affairs Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Moving on. We hear that there was some big news today about Lim Guan Eng airing out the state of Kelantan's finances. This is kind of an ongoing thing.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, of course, a continuation from last Monday when the finance minister sort of mocked Kelantan for wanting to continue the ECRL project on their own, despite the state being severely in debt to the government. Today, Guan Eng held a press conference to expand on this. He questioned why Kelantan has recurring issues of paying its expenditures. He even had evidence to back his statements up. He shared an official letter that Kelantan had sent in requesting for an advance federal loan to pay its civil servant wages.
Sekarang saya nak tunjuk fakta di mana ada permohonan daripada Kerajaan Negeri Kelantan meminta bantuan daripada Kerajaan Persekutuan meminta pinjaman wang pendahuluan kerana mereka menyebut bahawa sekiranya tak dapat tak mampu bayar gaji. Nah, saya rujuk ini surat saya akan edarkan kepada semua. Ini daripada Kelantan, ini bukan daripada saya. Saya baca, implikasi shortfall ini akan menyebabkan Kerajaan Negeri Kelantan terdedah kepada kelewatan pembayaran gaji kaki tangan termasuk sambilan sebanyak 24.5 juta ringgit sebulan serta bayaran bil-bil melebihi 14 hari. So yang dia pohon 24.5 juta, Kementerian Kewangan telah luluskan 22.5 juta supaya kaki tangan Kerajaan Negeri Kelantan dapat dibayar gajinya.
So Guan Eng was also a bit cheeky about this later on in Parliament when he was answering a question about the revenue sharing formula for Sabah and Sarawak. He snuck in a comparison between Sabah, Sarawak and Kelantan.
Sabah dan Sarawak tidak pernah meminta bantuan daripada Kerajaan Persekutuan untuk membayar gaji kaki tangan ahli pentadbiran Sabah dan Sarawak. Itu hakikat. Mereka tak pernah minta seperti negeri-negeri tertentu yang tulis surat secara hitam putih minta bayar wang kerana tak mampu bayar gaji. Terima kasih.
Ooh, sassy. I'm assuming that the Kelantan MPs had something to say about this.
So I didn't speak to any Kelantan MPs, but past president and Marang MP Datuk Seri Abdul Hadi Awang had a few things to say.
But of course he did.
So first of all, he said that Kelantan has consistently repaid their debts to the government for the past 28 years. He also acknowledged that while they need the loans, they're not begging for handouts. As taxpaying citizens, the government has a responsibility towards the people of Kelantan.
Kelantan sebahagian daripada federalisme yang diamalkan. Di mana rakyat Kelantan juga bayar cukai. Cukai kenderaan, cukai pakaian, cukai makanan. Semua cukai ini diambil dari kasam. Itu tanggungjawab. Kita bukan minta sedekah. Namun, berlaku kekangan di masa dulu. Sengaja melambatkan kebebasan geran. Yang patut dibayar pernah dahulu. Patut bayar bulan Mac, bulan Ogos dua kali. Sengaja dia bayar bulan Disember. Kelantan tak dapat bayar gaji. Sengaja, ini tekanan. Harap kerajaan baru ini akan baiki. Kelantan juga ada sumber yang diambil oleh Petronas. Kelantan berhak dapat realisasi. Bukan saja Terengganu, Sabah dan Sarawak. Jangan bayar Sabah, Sarawak saja. Maka timur, Kelantan, Terengganu tak diberi. Ataupun diberi dengan cara yang lambat. Saya dipahamkan berlaku birokrasi di Kementerian Kewangan.
That was past President Datuk Seri Abdul Hadi Awang responding to Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng's rather spicy clarifications on Kelantan's financial situation. What else happened today?
On the sidelines, I also managed to catch up with Kelvin Yee, the MP for Bandar Kuching.
No relation.
You know, they say when you meet your doppelganger.
Well, we don't look alike. We just have the same name.
I see.
Yeah, he's also much taller. So I thought he had a rather interesting idea that he wanted to bring up in Parliament, which was to potentially punish anti-vaxxers. Here's what he had to say.
So basically, one of the issues that I want to bring up today is to ask the government's stand, as well as whether the government's intention to introduce certain level of punishment and a mandatory state for vaccination for children. Last October 17, we got a case where a 14 or 18-year-old baby died because of diphtheria, which is a disease that could be dicegah lah, through vaccination. So this is not the first time, and this issue has been for the past years.
Punish the parents is what I say. What exactly does he mean by punishment, though?
So what he meant was that we should follow the Singapore model. I'll let him elaborate.
When we take examples of Singapore, for example, they have mandatory vaccination and a certain level of fine is given to these parents. And as well as if you want to apply for a long-term visa visit to Singapore, you need to show evidence of vaccination of your child. While I want to stress again, if there is a new law or new directive by the government on this matter, I want it to be focusing not on punishment, but rather on creating greater awareness to the parents on the importance of vaccination, as well as to remove any doubts or any suspicion of vaccination, whether to cause, different things, whether it's halal, whether it's, it may cause autism or everything. So, yeah.
All right, that was Kelvin Yee, not producer Kelvin Yee, but MP of Bandar Kuching, speaking to Kelvin Yee, the producer. It's very confusing.
It
even
is.
With just one of you here, it's somehow confusing.
Does the world need two of them?
Apparently so.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
And more. I think we need more.
Yeah, without this one, our show would fall apart. Without that, Kelvin Yee,
you know, anti-vaxxers will just get off scot-free.
This is what I'm saying. So anyway, he was talking about wanting to propose penalties for parents who don't vaccinate their children. Our Kelvin, thank you so much for that update. We will catch you again tomorrow.
Sure thing.
We have got some messages coming up, followed by a little track by Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.